And now we'll hear from Julian Smazinski, Department of Biochemistry and Microbiology, Engineering Immune Cells, Tricking Cancer into Aiding the Anti-Tumor Immune Response.
Throughout the 20th century, researchers and scientists and clinicians have all relied on three primary means of actually treating cancer. That's surgery, radiation therapy, and chemotherapy. And although these have led to great clinical success, they often come at a steep cost to the patient in the form of side effects, and they still fail to treat and cure the majority of cancers. Cancer needs to stop being thought of as a single disease, but rather a broad spectrum of disease. It's continuously evolving and dynamic, and we need to compete with this. You see, between each patient, each individual who has cancer, it's a completely new disease that we have to treat. To do this, we need personalized and very specific therapies. These sound complicated and maybe expensive, but what if I were to tell you that they exist? And in fact, they actually have existed for millions of years. What am I talking about? Where are these cells and treatments? Well, they're actually your immune system. So your immune system has developed unique, exquisite capabilities and actually fighting off foreign invaders such as bacteria and viruses, but they can also fight off cancerous cells as they progress and develop. What this has led to is an explosion in a field called cancer immunotherapy. In this field, researchers such as myself are utilizing this ability of the immune system to try to give the patient a boost to their immunity to fight off that cancer. In my research, I'm taking advantage of one technique called adoptive cell therapy. In this technique, I can take a blood sample from a patient. From that, I can isolate out the white blood cells, which are in everyone, and I can purify and grow those up to billions, creating an army of these cells. And you can take these cells, and you can actually reinfuse them back into the patient. And they stand a chance of fighting the cancer. But cancer, as you can see on the lower left, if I put those cells back in, they can have defenses. This cancer expresses these blue proteins that act as a shield against the immune system. When they bind to the immune cells, they shut them down. It's acting like a big brake pedal on those immune cells that I put in. So my research, what I'm planning on doing, and what I am doing, is actually engineering these cells. And by engineering, I don't mean giving them a little hammer and a hard hat, but what I'm actually doing is rewriting their genetic code. So within every cell is DNA, and that DNA imprints instructions for these cells and how they can fight and defend against pathogens. So I've engineered them in a way that expresses a new novel protein. So the cells on the bottom right now, they express this green protein, similar to the red protein, and they bind to those same defenses on the cancer cell, except this time, instead of a brake pedal and a negative signal, the cancer is effectively tricked into giving those cells a positive boost. It's like stepping on the gas pedal. And these cells are dividing and secreting things that can actually kill those cancer cells now. So really, we have to remember that cancer is evolving, and to compete with it, we have to evolve alongside with it.